Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are tuning in from around the world. You are welcome to another powerful and refreshing time on the Winning Everyday Podcast. I pray that as this word comes to you today, something begins to shift in your heart, in your direction, and in your journey in Jesus' name. Today's devotional topic is Trusting God During Transitions. Our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." In the memoirs and testimonies of Joni Erickson Tada, a Christian author and speaker, she describes how her life changed completely after a diving accident left her paralyzed from the neck down at just 17 years old. One moment she was active, full of dreams, full of movement, then suddenly, everything changed. She entered what you could call a lifelong transition, one she never asked for. In her writings and interviews, she often reflected on how difficult it was at first to understand why God allowed such a drastic shift. But something remarkable happened in that place of uncertainty. She began to discover a deeper trust in God, not based on movement, success, or physical ability, but on God's presence. And today, she has become a global voice of hope, impacting millions through a life that, by human standards, looked like it lost direction, but in God's plan was actually redirected. Now let me ask you, have you ever been in a moment where life suddenly changed and you didn't recognize your own direction anymore? Have you ever felt like, "God, I don't understand what you are doing right now"? If yes, then this message is for you. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Notice it did not say trust when it makes sense. It says trust with all your heart, even when it doesn't make sense. Transitions are not punishment. Often they are preparation. God told Israel in Isaiah 43, verse 19, "I am doing a new thing." But here is the question. Can you perceive it? Because sometimes God is moving, but fear blinds us from seeing it. As you go this morning, I speak over your life. Every hidden door of opportunity in your transition season is opening in Jesus' name. What looks like delay is turning into divine direction. What looks like confusion is turning into clear guidance. You will not miss your new season in Jesus' name. Let me ask you again. What if the very thing you are calling delay is actually God's protection? What if the closing of one door is God saving you from something you cannot see yet? Sometimes we think we are losing something, but God is actually relocating us. Think about Joseph in the Bible. One moment he is in his father's house, then in a pit, then a prison. But every stage was a transition into the palace. And we are reminded in the book of Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, "You intended it for harm, but God intended it for good." If you are in a transition right now, career change, relationship shift, financial uncertainty, relocation, ministry shift, or emotional reset, hear this. God has not abandoned you in the middle. He is not confused about your life even when you are. And even when you feel like you are in between, you are actually in His hands. Time for reflection. Now I want you to think deeply. What is currently changing in your life that you are struggling to accept? And here is the deeper question. Can you trust God even if you cannot trace Him? Take a moment with that. Because faith is not proven in stability, it is proven in transitions. Actions for the day. Today, I want you to do something intentional. 1. Write down one area of your life that is currently changing or uncertain. 2. Pray over it and surrender it to God fully. 3. Declare daily, God, I trust you in this transition, and every time fear rises, replace it with worship. Because worship keeps your heart aligned even when your life is shifting. Beloved, Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. You are not walking through transition alone. God is not just the God of your destination. He is also the God of your process. And your process is not wasted. As we go, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this with me boldly. I am guided by God in every season of my life. I will not be confused in transition. I will not be afraid of change. God is making a way for me even in the wilderness. I walk in divine direction, divine timing, and divine peace. My life is moving forward into God's best for me. I trust God completely now and always. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. We thank you for every listener connected to this moment. Strengthen their heart in seasons of transition. Where there is confusion, bring clarity. Where there is fear, release peace. Where there is delay, release divine alignment. Lord, guide their steps and let them not miss their appointed season. Let your presence go before them and make every crooked path straight. We declare that their new season will not be delayed and their testimony will not be denied. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message has blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who is going through a transition right now. You might be the answer to their encouragement today. Remember, you don't lose when God is leading. You only win in ways you didn't expect. Have a powerful, peaceful and purpose-filled day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.